your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Welcome to the Accredited, powered by Tenure Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and I am about to learn a lot today because the pre-show production meeting. Whew.
A solid 3 minutes.
I'm Ricardo, and I'm trying not to get irky today.
Good luck. You got me on the show.
I'm John Mark, and Ricardo could do his job again because I had to fill in last week.
Did you?
Yeah.
Okay.
You didn't listen to the show?
No. Oh. No.
You mean to tell me y'all don't listen to the show when y'all ain't on?
I mean, if I have time, but last week was a very tumultuous time, so no, I didn't get a chance.
And all the calls into the show.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic. When I'm not here, I don't listen at all.
Oh, God. If you want to join the conversation today on the Accredited, you can hit us up at 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or toll-free from the Family Islands at 242-300-5720. The text lines are also open today. Powered by BTC 422GR96. That's 422-4796. Now, please don't get us fired today.
I don't feel like you gave enough love to the text line as you gave to the telephone lines.
No. It's
he read
BTC.
Four telephone lines and only two text lines.
Well, it's one text line. I just have to specify that it's GR96.
I know, but you can read it four times to keep it fair.
Okay. Starter text rates apply. So if you want to join the conversation, 422GR96. That's 422-4796 for those that didn't pick up on the GR96.
I just want everyone to realize that I am seen as the petty one, but y'all don't understand that John is being right there with me on all of this stuff. That's what people don't get.
I think people understand the energy right now.
He's right there with me on every one of these. But anyway, so we have a lot to talk about
today. We don't.
Today, but
We do.
Okay. We absolutely do. Listen, I am a fan of learning. I am a fan of history. I like to know whatever. I like to know when stuff is going on. I am also interested in whenever there's beef.
Whether there's beef, Drake, Kendrick, things.
Yeah, things that I like. You know, there's beef in hip hop. There's always beef in politics.
You seen the new video? What is Drake?
But when I see beef in the public sphere involving something that we're affiliated with, involving Guardian Radio 96.9, I think to myself, does this have anything to do with us? Will we be implicated? Do we have to take the beef on?
No, that's the most surprising thing about all of this, because people paying attention to conversations like, wait, that's the show to get in trouble? Not the one y'all is up on Saturdays. And I was like, yeah, we really don't get into those kinds
of
spaces.
We're a team here. We're a team here, guys.
So, like, did y'all not think, wait, do all of us have to click up? Like, what is happening here?
I don't think it's a click up situation. I think it's more so a standpoint of politics now bleeding into everything necessary. For some strange reason.
Keep politics out of my sports.
I totally agree with you.
No, I do not. That was being sarcastic.
No, I want you to keep...
They are always together.
I want you to keep politics out of our sports because that's the reason. We don't have a proper...
The man who is saying this is the one who always says government got to do better with youth programs. This is the man that's talking about.
The reason we're not doing good with youth programs is because it's too much politics. Nobody wants to continue nothing that somebody else started. So it just gets... The baby goes out with the bathwater.
I always thought that was like one of the worst phrases that you can use. That's such a terrible
cliche. It's the only phrase that makes sense here.
Why are we murdering kids? Anyway, so here's the thing. There was a situation going on. I don't even know if it's ended.
It's still going on.
It's still going on.
Okay. It's like the Volleyball thing.
Let me ask you a question. Ooh. How does one get irked? Because you started by saying you don't want us to get irked. You are in fear that I am going to get us irked.
In basketball terms,
though. Say whatever.
In basketball terms, the safest way to go about it is to say that you have to provide equal and fair representation to every topic you provide.
We don't do that.
This is why I'm saying. But if politics was involved.
We talk about the Lakers a lot.
Right. But if politics was involved, we would have to give that equal and fair treatment. To both sides.
We talked about Rick Fox being the greatest shooter and not even put Steph Curry
Rick Fox
in it.
In Nassau, by the way. Let me just put that
out
there.
Yeah, he is. It was just his birthday.
Yeah. Like, shout out to him.
Family group. Shane even hanging out
with him. I need him to understand we appreciate him.
One thing about Nassau's family group, that got everything in it.
Our family group is be lit.
That's the sources for a ton of things.
Okay, so it was also how I learned about this story. And then I was asked, is someone beating down y'all block? And I was like, I don't know. Are we getting irked? I don't know. I said, I don't think I did anything.
But thank God for that. Because I don't think we could recover if we did anything. But no, relative to the whole situation, is simply this belief that certain people can't be contributors on national airwaves because of political affiliation. So like I said yesterday on the White Show, I just feel like we should have a national day for declaring. So if you are a part of any political party in any which way, even if you just feel like, you know,
is that day today?
No, I feel like it should be a couple of months.
No, let's go today. Let's go today because I feel, I don't know, it's a lot of people out there identifying candidates, doing
right.
all kind of things.
So I feel like
stuff
if you
on the horizon.
I feel like if you associate in any which way, you need to declare. You need to nationally stand out in a public square somewhere and say, hey, I'm affiliated with this group or I'm affiliated with this candidate. And then we keep the line moving. That way we all know who is who.
Let's go,
it's
boys.
It's no guessing.
Let's declare.
What do we declare?
I'm going to go first.
Okay, go ahead.
Are we declaring political affiliation?
If you want to.
All right, let's ride. I, Ronaldo Dorset, I'm officially declaring my political affiliation to whoever gets 10th year seniors ahead the fastest. I will ride with whatever y'all with. And we are there. We are in there.
See, you trying to get Urko.
I will be a mercenary.
No, you definitely can't be a mercenary. We will definitely get Urko if you're a mercenary. That's the problem. You can't.
Who's going to complain about that?
Apparently, somebody's going to write a letter. Somebody's going to write a letter. You can't just do it. You're going to get the letter.
Need to write a letter for some of the names y'all saying sitting in your cars. Why are we writing letters? Who do I complain to about that?
Well, apparently you just started the letter with Dale Carlton. I didn't even know you could do it like that. I thought it was, you know, to the relevant authorities or whatever. But it is what it
not
is.
Not even to whom it may concern.
None of that. You just go straight to the top. So I appreciate that. That's the kind of level of energy we have. It's silly season. So.
I mean, I just saying, look.
I mean, I'm declaring my allegiance.
Oh, yes, everybody declare.
Go ahead, to the purple and gold with DeAndre Ayton.
Mm-hmm. I respect that. That's clutch. Yeah, that's a clutch performance right there. That could get you through
clutch
election.
Is also a great
so player. I have to declare, I'm going to declare that Tom Brady is still the greatest quarterback that ever played. Probably if he played this year, he'd still be the greatest quarterback actively playing right now. So
you two are cowards.
You know why you have to declare for the Lakers? Because they got to get 18 like the Celtics. You got to be even.
The people have called and said they want us to be a part of government, okay? The people have called and said we should be consultants
who
for
people?
The Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture.
Who people?
Was he not there?
I wasn't
I don't
there.
Think he was there, no.
Who people?
Yeah, we got calls
on that.
We got
phone calls on that. I think we got three phone calls that day.
It's like three people out there that think we should be consultants, all right? And if those are the three people willing to stand in the gap for us, then I would say...
Nah, I really appreciate
perhaps
that.
Perhaps we should run.
Don't mind me laughing about
what
it.
What if we
really
actually run?
That. I'm open to the idea.
I don't want to spend that $400.
It's
$400. It's
$400 to run?
I don't think it's $400. I think 400 or 450, one of them. I don't remember the number now.
You got to pay to run.
Yeah. But if you win a certain amount of votes, I can't believe you're talking politics on the credit. If you get a certain amount of votes, you qualify to get
this is like free agency. Yeah. Like, it's crazy.
Okay, so can we crowdsource that?
I mean, you could. But you would have to, like...
You know, physically still have to pay the money.
You would have to walk the community that you intend to run in and try to build a base and ask them, hey, EGL, give me a dollar. I will make this thing possible.
All right, I could do that.
Now, 450 people, they can give you a dollar.
I have three so far.
You need to build a proper platform. What is the platform now? What are you running on?
Oh, you mean like that?
Yeah,
I thought you mean the platform how we got this show. John already has a platform in place. More holidays.
More national holidays.
Oh, God.
Okay. Here's a part of my platform. I think our rich people suck.
Go ahead.
I think our rich people don't do enough for sports. I think we have horrible boosters. I think we have horrible investors. I think we don't understand how it's big business. And I also think like rich people in Metropolis and in Gotham do a whole lot more to prevent crime. Our rich people don't do that either. I feel like they just...
Metropolis so much, but in Gotham definitely.
Yeah. I feel like they just do like real estate stuff and they don't care about any of the issues. So I will be standing on that platform. Our rich people suck, do better at these things.
But that's not the platform. The platform can't be you telling them that they suck. It should be calling them to the, you know, to the front to do
more.
But
you got
to
tell them they suck first.
Between our two platforms is great because I would have 4-day long weekends once every month.
Yeah.
Wow. Oh, I mean, if you put it like that, I think we can amass enough votes. I think we can amass enough votes.
Sports. All right, so let's get to the sports.
Go ahead.
So I feel like everything that happened in terms of... It's connected to all the Urko and stuff, I swear. So I feel like that whole thing that happened, all of that was kind of like mass marketing.
Yes.
I feel like that's what that was. That
Let
was kind of... All it was just trying to flex. It was public posturing. This one just didn't happen to be from the car. Public posturing, all of that was what that was. And I feel like we... don't have that kind of mass marketing energy towards our sporting programs and towards the things that actually deserve this kind of attention.
Yeah, because we don't put the right people in the right spaces. Yeah, and that's long been the issue.
I feel like, and since we are ostensibly a sports show and everyone is talking about equal time, I feel like if you are involved, if sports is a part of your platform, if you're running for any one of these parties, y'all could come on and talk to us about this stuff. You could come on and tell us about the plans. We will give equal time. We may give more time to when we like a little more. Which I think makes sense.
Allegedly.
But no, that makes sense because, okay, we do sports. No. Sports is a complete meritocracy.
Well, you give them a whole show, so
sports
there you go.
Sports is a meritocracy. If one player is better than the other, then they get more playing time.
No, I actually like the idea for this reason and this reason only. Because these people don't ever tell nobody what they actually intend to do for any of their cabinet posts. Like, we just get a health minister who say, okay, I could do some health stuff, and we don't know what actually going on.
I'll take your word for it. I know.
Say that again?
I say, I'll take your word for it. Huh.
But at least with sports, we know that language.
The only sports minister that ever made a declaration ahead of any election is Danny Johnson. That's it. When Neville Wisdom, I was a kid when Neville Wisdom was sports minister, and it was just like, oh, yeah, we could do things. What things?
He brought the Dolphins, right?
He what?
Was that him?
Was that him?
Maybe.
I think he was a part of it. He had to be a part of it somehow, somewhere.
I know whoever was there when you met Marino and got the jersey signed.
Boy, that's
they deserve a lot of accolades.
They deserve plenty of accolades.
They did a lot.
Imagine if someone brought Tom Brady down here and Tom Brady says, hey, Ricardo, nice to meet you.
That's all I need.
No, but I'm saying,
immediate re-election.
If that's the things that everyone is going to complain about, then y'all should be going, and not just on the main platforms either. Y'all should be going on the social media platforms, because if you are trying to speak to a different audience, if you're trying to speak to the audience that we speak to, we just got into this mainstream stuff. You know how we did that? We did that through social media. That's how we got the attention to even do all of this stuff. Talk to them people. And by them people, I mean, y'all, I don't know if y'all trying to come on our platform, but reach out.
They should be.
Saturday at 11 a.m.?
Sports culture standpoint. Saturday at 11 a.m., Mrs. Sports.
We did get the Prime Minister one time, so.
I'm talking about outside of this. Yes, on here. I understand that. But I'm talking about outside of that. Reach out to alternative forms of media. Get your messaging out there. Not just to your base, you know. You could do that with everybody.
But you realize the last, like, presidential election, they were going to the podcast. They were doing a whole, you know, it's just a different way to get information out there. But like I said, let's not forget that we did actually have something with the Prime Minister one time. So we've already had an interview. You know, you can't see what I'm saying, quotes, with the PM.
I think I went to Canada for that. Randy did that.
Shout
out Randy's, ironically, and he's no longer here.
I mean,
he's still alive.
No, I mean,
you said he's no longer with us. Like,
Shout out to Randy.
Randy's still alive. He just
10YS was a jump off of him.
Hey, let me tell you something. Everybody who used to watch Live in this feed just is like, wait, what? Like, that caused a match, right?
Anyway.
Shout out to Randy.
So, yes, I feel like to do away with everything that's going on right now, to turn down the temperature on all of this stuff, I feel like everyone should just do their best to get their message out across to as many platforms as possible. And do not just talk to the people you're accustomed to talking to.
First of all, we got to get them comfortable with speaking. Like, that's the weirdest thing about our politics.
I'm the easiest person to talk to.
No, I mean, John hit the nail right on the head. You just saw the U.S. presidential election last year where they wanted to go everywhere. Well, one candidate wanted to go everywhere. But here is almost like, I don't want to be in the media. I don't want to do talk shows. I don't want to do podcasts. I don't want to do anything. So you just expect people to vote for you just on air?
Yes.
That's crazy to me. That's crazy.
Based on the color, yes.
That's more crazy to me because the shirt you wear right now. But we need these people to just get more comfortable, present what they want to run on, present their platform, and allow us to ask questions.
So we're opening up the radio show. Cardo, you'll be in charge of this one. For anyone who wants to come
y'all could come on the Accredited. Y'all could come on the 10th Year Seniors Podcast Network. Y'all could do all of that stuff. That's two things. I made it sound like a lot. But y'all could do both of those. Y'all could do both of those things. And we will. This time, I don't know.
But we only have to give equal time on national airwaves.
Oh, yeah. If y'all come on the 10th Year Seniors Podcast Network, we are not giving equal time. I just tell you. We can go with whoever's the best one.
Carla, thanks for joining the Accredited. Go ahead.
Yes, sir. You know, I don't make a contribution, right? I want to talk about the WNBA negotiations and salaries, right?
Oh, God, we get in trouble.
No, we will not get in trouble.
Go ahead, caller.
Yes, yes. You know, like, when say you would open up a business, right? How do you determine how much you pay your staff? You determine by what you call it, your revenue, or is there a standard rate? It's standards, right?
Well, technically there is. Mostly it's determined based on revenue generated.
Right. So in other words, the standard. If you have stores paying a particular percent amount of money for storekeeper, you got to pay them that. And if you don't, you won't get you understand me? You won't get nobody to work.
Yep.
You know? So why should it be different with the WNBA?
Yep.
You know? You need to pay them at a standard. You know, not have nothing to do with your revenue.
So let me ask you a question,
not your revenue, but your profits, whether you lose or not.
Let me ask you a question, caller. Is this your way of saying that the WNBA players are out of line for asking for more money?
Nope.
I'm saying is the standards is a percentage, a good percentage of the revenue. This is my argument, saying that they do deserve the same revenue sharing as the leagues in the United States, the NBA and those other leagues. The NFL and, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Major League.
But see, the trouble with that argument, and it's not me saying that they don't deserve more, is that the league is not producing enough money to cover its cost.
The league in itself, just the owners, they make that gamble.
Right.
That has nothing to do with paying the players or the workers. Would you do the same thing with the plumber and who comes and do some plumbing or electrical for the organization?
But, I mean, they'll come and they'll give you a price. But, like, if I run a business, if I have a business right now, right, and I know that I could only pay you minimum wage, that's what it's going to be until further notice. But I think what you're talking about is the percentage splits of what the owners get and what the players get. That's why they're not getting paid more than what they're supposed to get paid. So, from my understanding with this collective bargaining agreement is they're asking for more of the split that the owner's revenue is coming out the owner's revenue. So I think the owners get 80% and 20%.
It's 80-20 now in the NBA. It's 50-50.
When the owners sell the franchise, is when and it's really when they really make a profit on the investment.
Right.
You see?
Right.
They're not asking for that.
So
they're asking for the standard split of revenue.
So we could drop now, but we could continue this conversation. So just listening.
Thank you.
I mean, I think my biggest take is always, yes, they're losing money. But when you listen to it more and more, you hear that it's the revenue split that they want to change, right? But you're not going to be able to change that revenue split if the owners aren't making a profit, per se.
But I mean, you can. The issue here is that they have this new... They expect the TV deal to grow. They expect more in sponsorship. So they expect the league revenue to grow over the next 2 to 3 years. The problem is right now, the 80-20 split that they have, the 80% the league is getting, is still not enough to cover the expenses of the league.
I just find it crazy, though, with the valuation of the teams.
Right.
Because the Golden State Valkyries were purchased for $50 million. Now they're worth $500 million. Right. Valuation, because valuation is always going
to
be like how much...
the league is about to sign a huge deal.
No. I understand that with the valuation, but... Once the TV deal is signed and everything, then that's where...
No, but you can't
do it. First of all, Jonquil Jones should be making $2 million a year. I'm just saying.
I was just waiting for the smoke to clear on all of that. Number one, I want JJ to make as much money as possible. So in the offseason, she don't have to go to China. She don't have to go to Turkey.
I agree.
She go to Freeport.
I relax.
She don't
have to go to Russia. I agree.
That's what I want. That's number one. Hold on. Number two. The large majority of us in society, the large majority of us listening, whatever we're doing, we are employees.
Right.
The minority are employers. I feel like sports is the only place where we have people caping up, watching so hard and making sure the employers get as much money as possible. How are we not always on the side of the employees? I want everyone to make as much money as possible.
Well,
how much the WNBA owners make from this?
I'm not speaking from the standpoint of not wanting the players to have money. I was just explaining from the standpoint of how the revenue actually works.
But we
there
are a lot of bad faith actors having this argument.
That's what I'm saying. I'm not trying to get into that debate. All I'm explaining is that the 80% that the league actually keeps is still not enough to cover the expenses. They still need to be bailed out year after year by the NBA, by sponsors that they have
actual deals with.
But
that's
all
I'm saying.
I would say this with the WNBA.
So once they make more and that 80 turns into enough to cover expenses,
But is that not in the process of changing already and the players are trying to get out in
front
of that?
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm okay with this demand.
Caitlin Clark changed everything.
That's what I'm
going
to say. Because remember,
I'm okay with this demand because it's foreshadowing what's to come. You have to negotiate now because the next CBA is not going to be for another 8 years or so.
And when you get locked in to a CBA, you're locked in for a time period
Shout out CJ McCollum.
Oh, yeah. Right? Because I think everybody, the entire world has seen that, look, Caitlin Clark, her meteor
rise. She got them to get private flights now.
Yeah. She changed the entire math around this league. So if you see what's coming, you know what's on the horizon. You know that huge TV deal about to come.
But see,
the
now,
rising
this,
tide is lifting all the ships.
This is the only thing I give the women in the WNBA like a negative for. I'm not saying it's on them to explain this, because if you watch sports enough, you should, as a fan, understand this stuff. But you don't make demands and you don't force a conversation in this isolation chamber, because you have a situation where the general public don't understand what's going on and you're just robbing back and forth with people that don't know better.
Okay, I'll say this with the from what I've seen, this is the Caitlin Clark effect with the WNBA, right? They have made changes throughout, and I know it's probably in the collective bargaining agreement to say that you got to make XYZ changes, but they have made increases to salary, that type of stuff throughout the years. But this is now the tipping point of where's this league going to go for the next, 8 years they usually sign these deals for?
You could be mad. You could be mad when I read this next.
So
that's fine. Hold on.
So it's 8 years, right? You have to get out in front of it now. Like you said, record deals with, when Juju comes, that's going to be Caitlin Clark 2.0. Yeah. So the money's going to be coming in. So yes, they are going to get, we're going to get to a point where, you remember the NBA wasn't 50 million, yeah, 60 million
for
at the
majority,
beginning.
For majority of 70s
My favorite
80s.
Story is Charles Barkley saying, so-and-so signed for $1 million. Oh, we're rich. Like, it's not going to be they're getting paid 20 million.
I don't even think we have the
I want them to get paid as much as they can, but it's going to be a fluctuation of, like,
before
starting.
You get to the text, aren't they trying to take it out of the isolation chamber, though? Aren't they trying to take it to the general public?
Some of them are.
But
I think a lot of them.
That's why they wore the shirts, though,
right,
to take it to the
right.
public.
No. You're incorrect there. They wore the shirts to force the league's hand. That's where it is. The league doesn't want to negotiate right now.
You force the
now.
League's hand by taking it to people who wouldn't normally be
but
in
the, people,
the conversation.
Right, but the
we're
people
not having this conversation the, if they don't do that.
Nah, the people you're taking it to don't support your effort. So you take it to them isn't giving you more support. It's giving you more anger in the situation.
No, it's about just putting it out there in a case of let the chips fall where they may. You don't know what people's reaction is going to be when
well,
you
I
do
think,
that.
I,
but
I
you
think
have
knew
the conversation
beforehand.
With people.
I think we knew beforehand that this wasn't going to go over well, because a lot of fans...
I thought it
negotiations
has.
Aren't supposed to be easy. Let's just put it that way.
And what we've seen in sports league, and this is the only sports league that has this problem. In other sports leagues...
No. All the other... Because they've had lockouts and everything. So.
Right. But what I mean to say, from the terms of fans understanding that these guys should get more, that's always... But to get to the text...
Yeah. We're going to have to do that. You
okay.
want to get to it after?
Sure, we can get
I
to it.
I was
going to
do like a cliffhanger.
Yeah, okay. Good. I'm really good at the cliffhangers. No, hold on. I'll set up the cliffhanger and then Carter will read the text message when we come back. We will continue our conversation on the WNBA contract situation and get to this thrilling text next. Like after halftime.
Yeah.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.
When it comes to hearts at Cleveland Clinic, you can't miss a beat. You seek the best care possible, work with the brightest minds, and leave no stone unturned to get to the heart of the matter. Because understanding is always the first step to overcoming. For every heart in the world. See how we're advancing the future of heart care at Cleveland Clinic today.
Winning on the court, just like investing, is about consistency and having the right partner. With our app's Advantage Plus brokerage account, you get exclusive access to high return securities, some yielding up to 7%, plus expert investment guidance. No need to chase every opportunity. We deliver priority trading, exclusive investments, and the lowest commissions, so you can focus on what matters most. Sign up for an RF Advantage Plus brokerage account today at rfgroup.com. RF Bank and Trust. Money at work.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Can you see me? I might be bruised, frequently absent, depressed, and even distracted. Can you see me? I might be branded with tattoos, over-sexualized, and controlled by a person that is older than me. Can you see me? I might always have a bodyguard, fearful, and never have access to my identification card. Can you see me? I might always sound scripted so that you would be able to see me. If you think someone is a victim of trafficking in persons, call Police Emergency Contact at 919 or Crime Stoppers at 328-8477. This message is being brought to you by the Ministry of National Security.
Welcome back to The Accredited, powered by 10th Year Seniors here on Guardian Radio 96.9. I'm Ronaldo, and I made my theatrical version earlier in the show. In case you missed it, I will reiterate it at the end of the show.
I'm Ricardo. I'm still trying to get us not orchid. That's all, that's my only focus for the day.
I'm John Mark, and would the world really miss the WNBA if they weren't in lockout?
Wow. Yes. Absolutely.
If you want to join this part of this thrilling portion of the conversation, you get us up on the telephone lines. They're open, so call us who missed us before the break. If you want to get back in, now is the time. The numbers are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, or toll-free from the Family Islands at 242-300-5720. Text lines are also active. We have one to get to shortly, powered by BTC. That's 422-GR96, 422-4796. Standard tax rate supply.
You know, I believe in dissenting voices. I believe in people having conversations. I do believe I'm always right. I believe that people can differ in opinion, and sometimes you should be willing to hear people out, right? Because that's the only way you learn. That's the only way you grow. Growth is uncomfortable.
Am I allowed to read the text?
Yeah, you're about to get to it. This is my preamble for the text. Some people you don't really need to hear from, and I think that's okay. Some people could just save that stuff in drafts and they don't need to click send. But go ahead.
This is the second time you said that.
So hit the text.
Anyway, text line open. One of the strangest texts I've probably ever read. He's referring to a caller that we had just before the break. Is he even aware that the WNBA runs at a loss? Players are paid according to the contracts they agree to. And let's be honest, JJ, referring to Bahamian great Jonquel Jones.
Referring to the most accomplished Bahamian basketball player in Bahamian basketball history.
Likely isn't making a huge salary, especially since ticket sales aren't exactly through the roof for her games. Personally, I wouldn't pay Jonquel Jones more than $40,000 a year. And the text that goes on to say, the only player worthy of making above $100,000 a year is Caitlin Clark.
It is wonderful for JJ that you, whoever texted that, will never be in charge of a WNBA organization. $40,000 for you. Just to let you know, Jonquel Jones signed a two-year fully guaranteed extension with the Liberty back in February worth $385,000. Her annual average salary is $192,000.
Still far below her market value.
For sure.
Still far below.
But because this is what I'm saying about, like, platforming certain things, right? And you don't have to let every voice be heard. See, this dude trying to tell me JJ should be getting
no, but see, this was the point I was making before the break. This is the echo chamber you're arguing into. This is the actual belief that people
those
have
are there. The people that have to learn and understand.
No, I agree
that
with you.
That is why they got to put
I
it
agree
out
with
there.
You, but
because
this,
there are people walking around thinking that
There's a lot of people walking around thinking that. So if they don't put it out there and make people aware of what's going on, people will continue to walk around thinking that this professional basketball player should be getting paid $40K.
Yeah, but see, we have to go back. And I always tell people, as a kid coming up, when I saw salaries at NBA players, I was shocked because it was a lot of money. But now if you pay attention to contracts, I tell people all the time, it shocks me to think that you have quarterbacks now making more in a four-year period than Tom Brady made.
Devin Booker's making $72 million a year.
And you have some NBA players that didn't make that in their entire career.
You know what I always used to say when I was a kid? I would be having conversations at a different level than some of my friends sometimes, right? Because we would always see in the news whatever the player's making when they sign their contract. And I would wonder, well, how much does the owner make?
Plenty.
Because no one's ever, that's not put out there for not public consumption.
Owner. Not every owner.
That's not put out assumption, but I just don't under, the toughest thing I always grapple with this whenever people have these conversations, how are you on the side of the employer when you yourself are an employee in your real actual life?
Yeah.
Why are you not on the side of the employee?
I don't think people are not on the side of the employer. I think people
in these negotiations, they rarely are.
I think people are just oftentimes shocked by the amount. Like, you're talking to everyday people that don't make anywhere near to the salaries that seem reasonable.
Okay, so why do you care so much that the WNBA is not turning a profit? I don't care. Pay them what they owe. What they owe them.
Caller, thank you for joining the Accredited. Go ahead.
You know, it seems that you guys truly didn't understand my
No, point. No. We were reading a text just now.
No, see, what I'm saying, give me one second.
Go ahead.
What I'm saying is, right, okay, the NBA, back in the day, the split was 70, something like 70-30 in favor of the players. It don't matter what the total is, and their salaries attached to the revenue, the amount they make is attached to the revenue. They have a, what you call it, only so much they could pay the players. Each team has the same maximum, you know what I mean, amount of salary they could pay. And then they go above that, what it is. Hello?
Yeah, they get they fall into luxury tax. There's two aprons of the luxury tax now. Hey, can you hear us? Hello? I think we lost the caller just now.
We couldn't hear him.
Go ahead, now.
No, but I think we did get it. We're saying the same thing.
In the conversation we had on the text message as our conversation relative to
We were responding to the text message. Caller, we get what you were saying, and I think the room pretty much agrees with that.
Yeah. I don't have any problem with where the collective bargaining is right now in the NBA. Even in the NFL, I don't like the franchise tag model in the NFL.
I don't like that.
I have huge issues with that. But when it comes to the WNBA, I am full support of the ladies right now having this negotiation in view of what is to come.
Yeah.
That TV deal is going to be astronomical. That TV deal alone is going to allow them to cover their own expenses. It takes the pressure off of supporters like the NBA ownership.
Like I say, the biggest thing is going to be the percentage split at the end of the day. So if it's a 60-40, a 50-50, whatever that split is going to determine ultimately how much they will get paid.
Yeah.
I want to pivot because y'all know I like chaos.
Go ahead.
I like to see, I like people to have free will. I like people to go after what they feel like they're owed, right? When do we think this kind of thing is going to happen here? Because I am looking at what's happening in Jamaica. And I am looking at what's happening in Jamaican track and field. And we've talked about it in our group chat for a minute.
Let me get to this caller before write this file. Caller, thank you for joining the Accredited. Go ahead.
Yeah. Morning, brother. Well.
Go ahead, old boy.
And morning to everyone in the studio. Yeah. Like I was telling Paul Lee the other day, when I call him and tell him, $78,000, man, come on. Caitlin probably had to go in Indiana to play. Yeah, a furnished condo is must be $7,000. You buy yourself on a little Tesla Jeep, that's for $100,000.
Yeah.
Good thing she don't change her weave every week like Angel Reeve. Man, if it wasn't for endorsement, they couldn't live. You got to buy food. And that's in the United States where Uncle Sam taking so much money too. $1,000 for...
You're
a
right, athlete, caller.
A basketball player. I know they can't get paid the same thing. LeBron them and get $50 million a year and everything. But come on, man. $78,000 a year living in the United States? You can't live off that, man. That's all I want to say. All right, gentlemen. Thank you. Continue
living. I agree with that, especially the big cities like New York and L.A. It's impossible. Already know how expensive New York is. But
yes, you got to pay them something where if you're supposed to be the top league in the world, right? You're the top league. There's no reason why a league in Russia, a league in Europe should be able to pay players more than what's supposed to be the gold standard of women's basketball.
But I always like to bring it up in this portion of the conversation because there's no criticism. The criticism comes in what the players are being paid now. Where the criticism should lie is the drop-off the league had between the late 90s and the 2010s. That's where the league stagnated. There was no growth in the WNBA for a period of 15 years. Because
teams just were collapsing. And now they have the growth going again. So
that's the only difference between the trajectory.
Maya Moore and the Lynx was too good.
Houston Comets.
They were too good now, but what happened is...
And then she just left.
No, it's not only that she just left. I think we often forget like that empowerment movement that happened in the NBA also played over in the WNBA. And then everybody paid for the Lynx. If there was a period of time where they had Maya Moore...
I think that tends to happen more so in the WNBA just because it's less teams. No,
they like had Diana Taurasi on a team that drafted Brittany Griner.
I know, but...
And immediately went on to dominate for a four-year stretch.
I know, but this is
there
also...
There was no parity.
But this is also a league where you could get drafted in the top 10 and 15 and then get cut.
Yeah, there's no protection. Right. Like there's no protection
but you
for the
had
players.
A stretch in the 20, the late 90s to the 20s collectively on a few teams and that dried the league up, for lack of a better phrase. And that was a problem.
Erica.
Caller, go ahead. Thanks, John D. Credited.
Yeah, I'd like to make a comment, please. Morning.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I listened to y'all talk, right? And this is my opinion on I believe what is happening with the WNBA. You know, those ladies, while their salary is so low and they're so talented, to me, they're not generating enough revenue and endorsements to really pay them the type of money that the male counterparts would make. And I believe it's because of their lifestyle and what they decided to do. It is not a family setting. You're not going there to go see. What if the NBA right now, you would see men bringing their husbands to games and basketball and all the other stuff like that. They need to separate the two to generate more revenue and interest in that league. But they contaminate it with this gay lifestyle that they are using and portraying. Would you carry your daughter or your young son to a WNBA game?
If my daughter wanted to play basketball, I would absolutely take her to go see people that have achieved the highest standard in the sport. Yes. Whatever your child wants to do, you should take them to go see people that have achieved the highest standard in whatever that is.
Go ahead, John.
No, I mean, it's different cultures. That's what it is. The WNBA is a different culture. And like now say, you can't judge them. They're at the highest level. You know how many people there are in this world at the highest level do things that you don't approve of?
Like, it has nothing
to
do
with... We don't even know how many gay players are in the NBA,
Say, it has nothing to do with culture. It has nothing to do with preferences.
No, but when I say culture, the WNBA is a progressive league.
Yeah, so I think most sports leagues are progressive.
Not the NHL.
I don't think people care as much.
I agree with you on that, but I just think the WNBA has been in the forefront of it. So now it's just like, that's just what it is. That's how it is. Okay. As long as they're putting the product on the floor.
It's a league that's majority black.
Maybe
it's a league that has
to not be petty today.
I was not even trying to be petty. Anyway, go ahead.
Thank you for joining the accredited caller. Go ahead.
Hey, hello, yeah, this is my fool again. Man, Cleve Duncan, come on, man, come on. We had a secretary stand up in the cabinet, in Biden cabinet and Trump cabinet, and introduce their husband. That's the highest office in the land. Would you mind the United States people would kill your son to WNBA game because lesbians win? Come on. We have secretaries in the cabinet, man, come on.
Yeah,
that's the United States, Cleve.
Yeah, people ain't trying to think that far. Thank you.
Yeah, my thing is, look, we tend to do this thing where we hold athletes to this extreme standard that we don't hold anyone else in society.
I'll give you one better.
Which makes no sense to me.
I'll give you one better. We in the Bahamas. We hold athletes to higher standards than we do our pastors.
Pastors, politicians, any of the quote-unquote rock stars in this community.
I was going to go down the whole list.
Like, what are we doing? If you're paying to go there to watch basketball and you're talking about your kids watching basketball, first of all, you know what these kids in 2025 consuming in all other places outside of going to watch a basketball game? Unless your child lives in a bubble, WNBA is the least of your worries.
Your bestie just texted back. Come on, he said, dog. JJ is 31. And for most athletes, performance.
She's the finals MVP.
Performance typically what are we talking starts about? To decline after 30. Given her age, I'd knock 10K off that 40K. At this stage, she's practically a veteran, if not borderline geriatric, by my standards.
Have you not seen how you much better the Liberty look?
You're being gaslighted now.
This is not somebody that this person does not watch WNBA basketball. I think you should stop this text. Okay. None of that makes sense. Also, I think y'all should delete his number on the phone. He shows...
Everyone...
She's the WNBA Finals MVP.
She was an MVP.
Like, what are we talking about? What decline?
Let's put it this way.
Easiest and volunteer that we got.
You're wrong with the age thing because everyone's prime goes between 28 and 33.
He is wrong about everything. Like, literally every single thing that he typed into his phone and pressed send, he was wrong about. Not a single thing he was right about.
Thank you for joining the accredited caller. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, Cato.
Good morning, Fizzy.
Yeah, listen, man. I called just to chime in on this, on the WNBA. You know, of course, John Craig Jones is a great player. I don't know the position of the lifestyle, but what I'm saying is, the Texter, they're very naive. I don't think they are athletic. Because if they
that's
say
what I'm talking about.
Physical capacity starts to decline at age 30, that's imbecilic for me because that's BS. And I don't know if you guys agree with that. I'm 60. I can't do the things I used to do, but I tried to run the other day, one little thing there, like at 18 or 19, Ricardo. And you won't believe what happened subsequently. So the mind is powerful, and the body's trying to do this, but you'll suffer something, right?
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is, I think that's incorrect. I would give it, given the fact that they are athletes, right, Cato?
Right.
I mean, it will decline slowly at a much slower pace versus someone who lives a sedentary lifestyle. You see what I'm saying?
Right.
So for me, that's BS, and that's a false narrative. I'll say maybe like around for basketball. Let's say maybe like about 40. You know what I mean? But we have seen great players last. Just, Kyle, do me a favor. You all look and see who all played up until they was 40, early 40s or whatever. Because it might be, I don't know, Jabbar was kind of old and he still.
Yeah, he was 40. Yeah. But women's basketball, you're right. You have a lot of players that reach 38, 39, 40 and are still at the highest level.
Yeah. Oh, back on me. Okay. Yeah. Okay, Mike, I
what did you want to talk about?
Separate that. No, we got to need more time. 10 minutes might not be enough time for us to talk about Turkey and Jamaica and that possibly happening in the Bahamas. We may not have 10 minutes. We may need more time to
stay tuned for next week for that
episode. Yeah, we may need more time to flesh those ideas out. But we have to stay here with this because these are the kind of people that I feel muddy the waters whenever we're talking about this stuff.
What did I say in the first half?
We cannot separate
this. This is the audience that those shirts infuriated. This is the audience that those shirts set off. So now we're not having a balanced conversation anymore. This isn't about fair pay.
We have to balance because if we don't balance, we get irked.
That is true, and that is the problem.
We have to balance.
We said NBA a couple times WNBA.
Okay. You have a situation where the majority of people that pay attention to the sport hate the fact that WNBA is growing. This is not a Caitlin Clark, Angel Reese debate.
Sorry.
They hate the fact that the WNBA is growing.
It's finally that the product is getting... No, because we got to remember, when we grew up, I would equate the WNBA to us growing up. No coverage.
It definitely was
none whatsoever. Finally, they get a little TV deal, a little more.
Yeah, I put a little on it.
You know, it was a little TV
big
deal.
TV deal.
Big then, TV deal. Now they're getting a big TV deal. Yeah. And guess what, guys? That's where the exposure comes from the TV. People being able, yes, I know the Liberty's been selling games out. Indiana Fever has, the teams have to move games when the Fever come to town because Caitlin Clark.
Yes. Bad faith actors telling me about ticket sales. The Liberty sell out games. JJ just had a double.
NBA arena.
JJ just had like 20 and 11 last night.
Yeah.
They started the season 9-0 and she was playing at an MVP. Points. Playing at an MVP level. How you telling me there's nothing about her game that's declining? She is literally only getting better right now at this point in her career.
They beat the Phoenix Suns.
Again, I repeat.
They scored 800 points.
The majority of people that you're arguing with are people that don't actually care or value the growth of this league. This is all about a point to say we don't like ball. And the vast majority of people that like the sport will tell you right off bat, in 10 to 15 years, this sport is going to be super huge with top-tier athletes that would be remembered forever.
And so here's one thing, and it's a podcast that Draymond was on doing about when...
I know exactly what you're going
to say. When the WNBA goes saying, we don't get enough support from our counterparts or whatever. And Draymond's the first one to say, you guys are wrong. We are the biggest supporters of the WNBA.
I believe
that. Not only support-wise, but financially. Because let's put it this way. You got to put your money where your mouth is, right? And the players in their collective bargaining agreement agreed, saying, hey, we are going to help fund this league because it's under our identity to hopefully one day it gets to a point where it is. So if the NBA players are supporting this league, right, which they have no, because they're, if you want to go with losing money, technically they're losing money because they're funding the league so they could at least pay operations.
Yeah.
If these are the people, the best basketball players that we know in the world, wanting to see the women succeed, y'all need to sit small and just let this league grow properly.
No, but in all fairness to the point you just made, this is why I'm happy you brought up that Draymond Green thing. This is oftentimes where I feel like these ladies is go completely haywire on this whole debate. They view it like that approach she took with Draymond Green was completely off base. So they approach it as there is more money to be had right now. Instead of balancing the conversation and say, hey, we understand the league isn't performing the way it needs to, but we want to have this conversation in preparation for what's to come. That's how you have a wholehearted conversation. And oftentimes the majority of people who has the most to say in the league, and this is why I always give credit to people like Angel Reese, people like Caitlin Clark, people like Asia Wilson, because they look at it
from the side.
Well, I didn't know where that came from. But we know what's coming. We realize that we're growing the game and we want to have that discussion. But then you have people like Kelsey Plum, who is just out there saying some of the most outlandish stuff that's counterproductive to the growth.
We got to remember, too.
But listen, everyone ain't going to be on one message. You could always have some people like color outside the lines.
Right, but those are the people for some strange reason that's always in the press.
But you got to think about this, right?
I remember what sells.
Caitlin Clark and you brought up Angel Reese, right? They are from the NIL era. Boy. The NIL era, those athletes are now so business savvy that it's different. That's why you want those people.
Because, John, you can't give these people peanuts when in college they're making millions. What are we talking about?
I understand. I'm not disagreeing.
Yeah, no, I get it.
And I think that's the conversation that a lot of people aren't aware of. In order for
How much Juju making this year? And she injured?
In order for people like Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese to go to the WNBA, it's literally a pay cut.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
She could have made more just by staying
but
in
college.
But they
openly said that.
Right.
Where it's like, hey, you know my rent's $7,000. If you take my salary.
And people were shocked because they was like, well, where do you think you get off making all? And she had to explain that, in NIL, this is what my salary was.
But this is where we're going to go. And this is
for last game,
the perfect time to a transition, but we're not transitioning. But it's just going to go a league for league type thing. Grand Slam track. You see how much debt that Grand Slam track is in right now?
Yeah,
they're trying to push off a sport, track of which is people's favorite sport here to watch. Uh-huh. People are not supporting that at all. Like you watch the podcast, like, and this is what people got to do. You got to listen to the athletes sometimes because they say, and I agree with the athletes with this one. Track and field is the most disrespected sport in the world because anyone thinks they can run fast,
yeah,
that they can compete with so and so, and anyone could be a professional track sprinter. I can go right now to Redline, whatever. Run in the open category and say, as a professional sprinter.
Yeah.
You can't talk with them later.
No.
That's
how crazy it is. But you have people who want to grow the sport, right? You have people in slam track is in trouble right now. Investors pulling out this, that, whatever. The WNBA is, all to say is the WNBA is in a spot right now where you have to maximize the leverage of the popularity and the players to get the deal. Because once they start getting those deals, it ain't going back.
No, but see, this is why I always careful having this conversation, especially here, because the approach that you hear our callers and most of our texters share is the same approach we take to sports tourism in this country. We expect that these people should just come here, spend a bunch of money, and we don't have to provide anything to them. You have a beautiful location that could host these sporting events. You have to put just as much in it as they are.
So what are your thoughts on being... Let's just say you're a local celebrity and you get invited somewhere and they say, oh, we thought you was going to come do it for the exposure. Hmm. What's your take on that?
They was trying to, you mean to tell me the WNBA trying to play in exposure dollars? Look, and I listen, like you said, we got to be careful with, I think we got to stop being careful with the conversations. I think we just got to, I think we have to blatantly say things for what they are. And people that shouldn't be in the conversation, then you got to tell them, look, you ain't belong in the conversation. You ain't qualified to have the conversation. And that's fine. It ain't for everybody. But I know we want to have an open forum. Sometimes open forum just ain't for everybody.
You can't say it like that.
But why?
They sponsors and then you got to... Well, they listening. They listening. It's caused the money to happen because people won't get in their ass to settle them out of
debt. Here's my biggest.
You know what? It's plenty of airwaves out there.
Wow.
It's plenty of airwaves
online.
Out there. Wow. Yeah, and if you on don't like demand. What we say, then wow. That's cool. But I ain't tripping off that.
Yeah, no, the whole thing is, and this is the thing that is annoying running the business because, yes, we do run a business, guys. We're just not here doing X, Y, Z. When you give people prices for things, oh, man, that way too expensive. Oh, you ain't got no little. We price things accordingly to not only what equipment costs, but you also have to pay for experience.
I said it in the most professional way. We have a situation in this country where people don't understand what goes into actual sports. They feel like LeBron shows up today, plays ball, go home, rub some ice, he on any knees and say, I'll be out there tomorrow.
He play nightly? Oh, wait. I just realized I get it now.
That's the problem.
They think that JJ and Caitlin Clark, they think that's the equivalent to like night league hits.
Yes.
So they don't think that these are professional athletes.
That's why
every single waking moment of their day is dedicated to performing at their best in front of millions of people.
That's why you can't have these sorts of conversations because you're arguing with people that don't.
Then we should shame those people to remain underground.
I agree with you. I agree with you. That's why I said putting on the shirts, going out to people, the only people that saw those shirts are these sorts of people.
Disagree, Cardo. Okay. Everyone saw the shirts. And like John said, awareness. So now people are having the conversation. I think you have to do it.
Did you check Twitter, TikTok, and Facebook thereafter?
Yeah, but listen, with awareness, that's going to come. That's going to happen. With the fame, you're going to get that. But with the fringe fans, you're going to get that. But the overarching thing, all of that is coming under the umbrella of awareness.
But here's Let me ask you a question. Oh, I just want to ask another question because I realized this a moment to get super, super petty. You ready for this?
I may not be, but you could say it anyway.
How many parents right now want their kids to be professional athletes? Not internationally, many. Locally.
Many.
How
Too
many parents actually put in the work? How many parents actually put in the work? Many. You're in that space.
It's a good amount. It's a good amount.
How many parents put in enough work?
Not many.
But then I'm going
That's the problem.
I'm gonna go with the thing is sometimes they don't have the luxury of putting that.
It's not a luxury.
No. There is sometimes some parents, there's different circumstances that we don't know about.
That's true.
And yeah, but like you said, if there's a will, there's a way.
Right.
And we're going to do what they think at that particular time is the best for you to be able to get into that sport.
Hold on. But now I can attest to this because oftentimes it's not the parents who aren't financially capable of doing it. Most of the times, it's the parents who is like, yeah, well, I just didn't feel like waking them up on Saturday to bring
No,
that's
them a out. That's a different thing.
That's a lot of behaving parents right now.
It happens.
So that's why when you get to this level, you look at these people and understand that no, their time is really valuable because they sacrifice so much to get to this point.
Here's the thing with behaving parents, and I feel like with the summer months because of all these camps, people would drop kids off and be like, oh, it's a summer camp, and then just leave them and not check.
All right, so before we get out of here, because we really do got to go and we got to pick this up next week, but I will say that to wrap all of this up, and it sounds as if we have problems reconciling with this because we still see sports as recreational, and that will always be the foundation of all of these problems.
Just want us to get the Walk of Fame together.
We see y'all next week.